Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We're at the conclusion of John chapter 20. We have seen 4 of the 15 appearances documented and referred to in the scripture in the life of the risen Christ between his resurrection and his ascension. And now we've got this little interlude. John tells us his purpose in writing the book as he is inspired by the Holy Spirit. John chapter 20, verse 30 down through verse 31. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. John is writing this book in a very careful way. He has, in the opening chapters, affirmed the miracles Jesus did in his first week of ministry. Then in the middle of the book, he affirmed the words and sermons and miracles of Jesus in multiple encounters during his 3 years of ministry. At the close of the book, from chapter 12 on, he affirms the miracle of the redeeming Christ on the cross, his resurrection, and his ultimate ascension. He affirms the miraculous work of our Redeemer, and over 2/3 of the book is devoted to the first and the last week of Jesus' ministry. And then he selectively brings certain encounters, and we ask ourselves, what is John doing inspired by the Holy Spirit? Well, John is putting together the content of this book for a very specific purpose. He is writing the things that he believes are compelling evidences that you should believe in Jesus Christ. These things I have written that you may believe that Jesus is the Anointed One, the Christ, the Prophet who brings the Word of God, the King, the Shepherd King who brings his people to himself into the kingdom of God, the Priest who brings the sacrifice for our sins, who is the sacrifice for our sins. He is the Christ, and these have been selectively put together to affirm that to you so that you may believe that he is the Christ and that he is the Son of God, and that when you believe, you may have life in his name. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. But that's on the judgment day. In this day, if you believe in the name of Jesus, you are forgiven of your sins. When you leave your sins and put your trust in him, here's what he says. To as many as believed in him, to them he gave the right to become the sons of God. Here's what the Bible says. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Where does the forgiveness of your sins come from? Not your baptism, but from the name of Jesus. To name something is to define something and to affirm its authority. When a woman takes the name of a man in marriage, she is leaving the authority of her parents to come into the authority relationship with their husband as the completer to him, alongside of him. Well, Jesus is the name above all names. It's not only the name that every knee one day will bow, it is the name that defines his people when they believe in him, who he is, and what he has done as the risen Redeemer. They have eternal life. So John's put this book together that you would believe. Do you? If you believe in Jesus Christ, praise his name, because that means the Spirit of God has taken the Word of God and bore witness to your heart, and the Spirit of God and the Word of God has brought you forth and you've been born again. But if you haven't yet, here's the Word. The Spirit of God's calling you. Will you come to Jesus? Would you receive him? I believe in your name, Jesus. I believe you're the Son of God. You're the Christ. As the Son of Man, my prophet, my priest, and my king, I turn from my sins and I put my trust in you. Thank you, John, for bringing the evidences, for giving me the testimony. But Jesus, I come to you. Here's what he says. John's already told you. John 6:47. He who believes in me has eternal life. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.